The leader of Iran's Islamic Republic says the U.S. policies on the Middle East have failed due to the Islamic Republic's resistance. But let's say Ali Khamenei said the West is trying to distort Iran's image because it does not want Tehran to be a role model for regional nations. In the Greek capital Athens, clashes have erupted between police and anti-austerity protesters. Several people have been injured in the fighting outside Parliament building. Tens of thousands are protesting nationwide as lawmakers prepare to vote on the latest round of austerity measures. Pakistan's army chief is warning the U.S. against any unilateral military action on its soil. General Ashraf Ghani says Washington should focus on stabilizing Afghanistan instead of pushing Pakistan to attack militants in its North Waziristan region. The U.S. has long urged Islamabad to deal with militants in the area. Two more NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan. The soldiers died in a roadside bomb explosion in the country's east. No information on the nationality of the troops and the exact location of the incidents. At least 485 U.S.-led soldiers have died in Afghanistan so far this year. France has withdrawn 200 soldiers from Afghanistan. This is part of a NATO plan to end its combat mission in the war-ravaged country by 2014. Polls suggest that most of the French people want their nation to end its military role in Afghanistan. Turkish planes have pounded Kurdish rebel bases in northern Iraq. The attack comes after the rebels, known as the PKK, killed 26 Turkish soldiers in Turkey's southeastern province of Hakkari earlier today. Turkey has, in retaliation, also sent a few hundred troops across the border into northern Iraq. Salvage crews have returned to a container ship stranded off the coast of New Zealand. Bad weather continues to hamper efforts to pump fuel from the vessel that has been leaking hundreds of tons of oil into the sea. Authorities have described it as the country's worst maritime environmental disaster. And finally, the former foreign minister of Cambodia's 1970s murderous regime has appeared in a UN-backed court. It is a preliminary hearing to determine whether the elderly ex-leaders of the Khmer Rouge are fit to stand trial. Almost a quarter of Cambodia's population brutal Khmer Rouge era.